Third down, 6 yards to go.
Yeah, Vollmering and Puff, one on each side of Kirsch. Now the read option, he puts it in Vollmering's lap, takes it back out, was looking to pass already. Didn't quite pull it out of the lap of Tyler Vollmering quick enough. The ball hits the turf. Kirsch does a nice job jumping on it, recovering it, saving possession, but now it brings up third and seven.
Spread formation, two men in the backfield with Kirsch in the shotgun. Two wide to the right, one to the left, and we have an encroachment of the neutral zone. Looks like this is going to go against Marlette's Tyler Ladd on the right side, and there'll be a 5-yard penalty in exactly what the doctor called for Harbor Beach.
Well, happy feet there for the Marlette defensive line. Tyler Ladd thought he had the snap count jump, was going to try and get in there and make a play for his team. Instead, it's 5 free yards for Harbor Beach. Now brings up a very manageable third down and 2 yards to go.
Third down, 2 yards to go, and the first down marker is at the 40-yard line. 3:50 remain in the first quarter. Still no score. Each team has now had 2 offensive possessions.
We shouldn't be surprised, but Nick Perry has found the end zone already for Cass City. They lead 7-0. 4.5 minutes to go in that game.
Third down, 2 yards to go. It's a handoff to Brandon Puff up the middle. He has the first down and then about another yard, maybe even 2 yards, out to the 42-yard line, brought down by Brett Knox. He's a defensive back, 5'11", 190 junior.
Yeah, Harbor Beach loves to run out of the shotgun spread offense, especially with Brandon Puff. No read option there. They put the ball in the arms of Puff, and he hits the right side of the line hard, gets a first down. For Harbor Beach, reset of downs again. Shotgun formation, 2 running backs, 1 on each side.
Kirsch in the shotgun, 2 receivers to the left, working in between the hash marks at their own 42-yard line. Handoff to Vollmering, working his way to the left side, and gets all the way out to the 45-yard line before Joseph Grattan, number 66, I do believe, on that tackle, brings him down for a 3-yard gain. Second down, a short 7, maybe even 6 yards to go.
Yeah, 3 or 4 yard run for Vollmering, and it was only a matter of time before they got a different running back involved in this game. They go to Vollmering this time, trying to catch Marlette off guard, get 3 yards on first down. Same formation here on second down.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Same formation. Kirsch gets the snap, hands it off to another man. That is Jacob Finkel, who breaks a tackle at the 47-yard line, gets across midfield, and close to the first down marker, and they're going to say he has it by a yard. And so move the chains for the Pirates. Jacob Finkel out for the running, brought down by Brett Knox.
Yeah, Corbin Chisholm, one of Marlette's best tacklers on this team. Jacob Finkel runs right through him, bounces right off of him, and keeps his momentum to get a first down, a tough run by that small senior, but he runs very hard, low center of gravity, gets a first down for his team, and now a new set of downs for the Pirates.
High snap, but Kirsch brings it in, hands it off to Brandon Puff, working his way around the right side, breaks free of 2 tackles, breaks free of his 3rd tackle, still on his feet across the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. That's some hard-nosed football, and the one way to gain 5 yards. Finally brought down by Isaac Dale, a linebacker, 6'5", 195 pounds. 5 yards to go, first down markers at the 38.
Yeah, Isaac Dale coming from the other side of the field to make the tackle as Brandon Puff knocking guys to the ground and still keeping on going. Gets a nice gain. He only gets 5 yards. It sure looked like and felt like he ran a lot farther than that, Clark, but he's going to bring up a second 5. Minute and a half to go in this first quarter.
Second and 5 from the 43-yard line. 2 receivers to the left. Kirsch in the shotgun, going to keep it for himself around the right side. He has the first down. He's down to the 30-yard line. 1 man to beat. He's dragging him across the 20-yard line, down to the 18-yard line. And Brett Knox finally brings him in. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds, actually, at the 21-yard line. A great gain on the quarterback keeper from Brady Kirsch.
Well, and that play set up by Coach Shelke over time. He knows his quarterback, his junior quarterback, has had some leg troubles in the past, and he's not known for his running game, but it's going to be set up in this offense. You run Brandon Puff that hard, Tyler Vollmering, Jacob Finkel that well, that often, they're going to start cheating over that way, and nice job by his quarterback to pick up the big game.
Still no score. Kirsch's last run, 22 yards. He's going to hand off to Jacob Finkel around the left side, and Marlette's Corbin Chisholm breaks free of the line and brings him down for a yard loss. Sets with a second down, 11 yards to go from the 22.
Yeah, Chisholm goes unblocked that time, gets in the backfield quickly. Finkel had no time to make any moves, goes down quickly for no gain. Again, Chisholm goes unblocked sometimes on that defensive end. Other times he's playing right at that middle linebacker position, sneaks through the line and makes a tackle for Marlette, bringing up second and 10.
Less than a minute to play in the first quarter, 0-0. Marlette is 1 for 3 on fourth down. They have two turnover downs. Harbor Beach with one interception on the night. Spread formation, jet sweep to the left to Jacob Finkel. He has it. He's trying to turn that corner. He's down to the 15-yard line, and they're going to mark him down at the 14. A nice 7-yard gain, maybe even 8 yards, brought down by Brett Knox. He seems to be everywhere on this field. 10 seconds left in this first quarter, and that will be our last play from this first quarter from Harbor Beach, where we're still scoreless on a cold and blustery night from the shores of Lake Huron in Michigan's Thumb on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
After 12 minutes of play, we have no score. On to the second quarter, Harbor Beach on a 5-minute and 20-second drive, which started at their own 30-yard line. They are now down to Marlette's 14-yard line, facing a third down, 3 yards, maybe 4 yards to go. And we have a correction. Mysterious number 65 is A.J. Choik, listed at number 84 in your rosters. So Harbor Beach comes out in a spread formation, two wide each way, has Brandon Puff to the right of Kirsch, and it's going to be Kirsch keeper right up the middle. He has the first down inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 8-yard line. It's a 7-yard gain brought down by Joseph Granton, a 6'1", 200-pound senior.
Yeah, read option again for Harbor Beach. This time Kirsch seeing the hole right up the middle, keeps the ball for himself and goes right through the middle for a first down for the Pirates. They should be inside the 10 now, so goal line to go for the home team.
First and goal for the Pirates, trying to get on the board first. 11:40 left in the second, 0-0 tie at the moment. Kirsch in the shotgun, has Puff to his left, Vollmering to his right. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. And Marlette trying to get onto that line. And once you cross the neutral zone, you cannot come back like college or actually like the pros. And that'll be a penalty against Marlette, half the distance of the goal line. So they'll go from the 7 down to about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, that was number 2 again for Marlette. That right defensive end, Tyler Ladd, commits this foul for the second time already in this game.
First and goal inside the 5 at the 4 for Harbor Beach. The receivers to the right, that'd be number 11, Travis Hansen, and number 5, James Shelkey. And it's a handoff to number 7, Brandon Puff, trying to evade tacklers and going nowhere fast, moving laterally across the field, and it's going to be brought down for no gain on the play. Finally brought down by Isaac Dale, about 15 yards away from the original line of scrimmage laterally. So second and goal from the same spot, in just inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, as Puff takes the handoff, kicks it to the outside, nothing going up the middle. Marlette does a nice job being aware that his out is going to be to his right. A lot of Red Raiders there to make the tackle.
And we have a timeout on the field. Harbor Beach wants to discuss things. And so do we on the WLEW Sports Network. 10:39 remaining in the second quarter. 0-0 Harbor Beach knocking.
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a